Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is that Passport Guy with the second installment of my podcast. I'd like to thank everyone that has joined to check out the podcast. It's very informative and hopefully it catches on, and then, you know, word of mouth or through however I do it, that people come and check out my podcast. Very informative. So today's episode, we will be discussing how to fill out a DS-11 form, which is the application for a U.S. passport. Now, this passport goes to those that are brand new, they're new to it, or they, you know, whether it's children or an adult, or you're renewing as a minor. And even if you're renewing as an adult, if you had a passport that was 5 years, that was a 5-year pass, and it was a minor passport, then you still do have to fill out a DS-11. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. So in order to get that U.S. passport, you could go to your either library or your local post office to get that form. Just ask for the DS-11 form, and they'll hand it to you. Now, the documents that you need for the passport, for the DS-11, you will need, for a newbie, you'll need your original birth certificate, and you would need a photo ID, driver's license, or an ID card with your picture on it. You can't use a permit. They will turn you down for a permit. And for children, you need both parents. And the parents need their IDs, of course. It could be a passport, it could be a foreign passport, as long as it's legit, it has your face on it and everything, then you should be good. There's details into all of that. I'll get to it in another episode, but this one I'm focusing on filling out the form, so at least when you're ready to make an appointment, you'll have everything jotted down. So we're going to start with number one, which is your name. You have to put your last name down, your first and your middle. Now, whatever you put down is what's going to be on the passport. This is on the first page. There's two pages to the DS-11. So this is why I'm discussing the first page. So number one is the name. Last, first, middle. You need to put that down, of course. And whatever goes will be on that. No, we'll be on passport, so don't make no mistakes about that. Number two is your date of birth, of course. Date of birth. Three, sex, male or female, you know, self-explanatory. Number four, place of birth, city, state, or city and country. You know, if you're from a different, if you're born in a different country, just put the city of the country and the name of the country. Five, you need to put your social security number. If you don't have that, they will turn you down. You have to have that. Number six is optional. It's it's your email address. You can put it down, you don't have to put it down. Whatever you put down, travel.state.gov will send you information, you know, giving you offers and whatnot, and they'll give you updates on your passport and everything like that. So if you want to put your email address down, feel free to do so. Number seven is a primary contact phone number. Now, that's the primary number, which is whether it be your cell number or your house number, or, you know, for children, your parents' numbers, whether it's your mother or your father. So number eight is the mailing address. Please write clearly your mailing address. Put down your full mailing address, your city, your state, your zip code, and country if outside the U.S., which I rarely get that, but if you do, just put the country down. So, number nine, list other names you have used. For example, your birth name, maiden, previous marriage, legal name change, if you have a legal name change. But, and then you have to attach additional documents, which means that, you know, you have to have a court order. If you have a name change, court order, you know, or if you have a marriage certificate, you got married, then you need that, you know, you need the official documents. No copies, has to be official documents. Okay, now on the first page, it's going to tell you to stop and continue to page two. Now, do not, and I repeat, do not write anything underneath that. That is for the passport agent to take care of. Should you do that, you will get disqualified and you have to fill out another form. So do not go underneath after number nine. Don't touch it. Go straight to number two, page two. So that said, let's go to page two. Page two, we got on the top, there's the name of applicant, which is last, middle, and first and middle. So put your last name, then first name, then middle name. So in that order, last, first, and middle. And do that, shouldn't have a problem. Date of birth, you gotta put again. So do it in the format that it says on the form. So month, day, and the 4-digit year. Number 10, parental information. Doesn't matter who goes first, whether it be the mother or the father, you have to put the name on there. You have to put their full information, their first name, their middle name, and then their last name at parents and birth. When they say parents birth, that means their last name before they got married, and that's on their birth certificate. It, then their place of birth, of course, their sex, and if they're a U.S. citizen or not. You know, don't be ashamed to say, you know, you're not a U.S. citizen. Check no, don't startle. I've seen people do that. Don't worry about it. They don't look into that. So, and doesn't matter if the parents is deceased or not, you have to put both the information down. It has to be filled out. Now, let's say you have a birth certificate and you don't have, you know, the father on the birth certificate. You don't have to put the father's information down. So that's one headache to worry about less. So now we get to number 11. Have you ever been married? Of course, for a minor, it's a no. Now, when they say that, it pertains to the applicant. So if it's a child, do not check yes and put your information. They're talking about the child, so you check off no. Now, if you're an adult and you're married, so then you check off yes. But you need to give your full name of your current spouse or most recent spouse. Then you put their date of birth, month, day, or year. Then their place of birth. Check off if they're a U.S. citizen. And then the date of the marriage. Have to put the date of the marriage. And have you ever been widowed or divorced? Check yes or no. And then you have to put the date of the divorce or the date you were widowed. Month, day, a year. So have to do all that, has to be filled out. Number 12, additional contact phone number. That's if you want to, that's optional. You don't really have to, but if you want to, fill it out. So number 13, occupation. This is only if age is 16 or older. So, you know, what school and whatnot. Well, that's number 14. Number 14 is employer or school. The occupation, if you're going to school, just put student. You know, if you're working, then put down what you do, whether you're a clerk, a driver, or anything like that. Just put that down. Number 14, employer or school, the name of it, the name of your school, or the name of the place you work for. That has to be, you know, that has to be put down, of course. Number 15 is height. Just put your height. Self-explanatory. Number 16, hair color. The color of your current hair. How your picture, you know, the color of your hair that your picture is. Like, it could be red, white, blue, black, brown, whatever. If it's red, put red. White, put white. Gray, put gray. You're bald, then write down bald. So, yes. Do that. Eye color. Doesn't matter if your eyes change or not, just put your current eye color down. You know, if you wear contacts, color contacts, put your current eye color. So there you go. Number 18, travel plans. So now, if you don't have any travel plans, not necessary to fill this part out, but if you do have travel plans, put the departed date, month, day, year, return date, month, day, and year, and the countries to be visited, whether it's one or two or three countries, whatever. Just write down what you need to be right, you know, what you're gonna write down. So now let's get to 19, which is permanent address. Now let's say we go back to page one and you put go to mailing address, and let's say you want us, you want your passport to be delivered to your post office box, and you put your PO box instead of your address on number 9. So they want your permanent address regardless. If you have the PO box on page 1, number 19, you have to put your mailing address. You know, you have to put your home address. So if not, then they'll send you a letter. Department of State will send you a letter asking you for your physical address. So you have to have that if you're going to put the PO box down on number 8 in page 1. Now we get to number 20, which is the emergency contact. Now, this is information of a person not traveling with you to be contacted in the event of an emergency. So it could be a family, a friend, co-worker, whatever, anybody that you trust to, you know, for an emergency. You have to put their name, their address, apartment number if necessary, city, state, zip code, phone number, and the relationship of the person. You have to fill all that information down. You have to. There's no other way. You want the passport, fill everything down. So now, last but not least, we get to number 21, which is, have you ever applied for or have been issued a U.S. passport book or passport card? You check yes or no. So let's say you're a minor, or minor going to an adult, or an adult that already has that, or that had their last passport as a minor. Then you fill this out and you put name as printed on your most recent passport. So you gotta put the name, whatever's on the passport, your last passport, you have to put the name the way it is. The most recent passport book number, it will be on the upper right hand corner of your passport book, that number. And then the most recent passport book issued, you have to put month, day, and year. You have to put down the date that your card was issued. It will be on your passport. You will see it clear as day. And then underneath, they'll ask you for your name as printed on your most recent passport card. Now, this pertains to anyone that had a passport card before. And then you put that down. If not, you can leave it blank. So now the bottom of page 2, it says it in bold letters. Please do not write below this line for and this is for issuing officers only. Listen to them. Do not write underneath that. There's no reason for you to write underneath. If you ask, we will tell you, don't write underneath that at all. Now, the most important part of this application process, one of the most, is on the top. It says, please print legibly using black ink only. Please print. Do not come in there with a blue inked filled out application, because you will get a blank form and they'll tell you to fill it out in black ink. So don't waste your time, you know, filling out in blue ink, fill out in black ink. This is why I do this podcast, to make sure that everybody gets to fill out their forms properly. So anything else that I need to tell you about the DS-11? Well, yeah, how you know it's going to be a DS-11. It's like a beige form. It's like three pages, but the first page has like informative stuff and what to do, you know, what to bring in and stuff like that. Like, they get very detailed in there. So, and the DS-11, you'll see on the lower left hand corner of the application, it will say DS-11. When you see that, you know you got the right form to fill out. But you know, it's not that bad. You know, DS-11 is not that hard to fill out. It takes like maybe 5 minutes to fill out, depending on how fast you write. So it's not so bad at all. I kind of like it, you know. So let me see. So we have questions. I actually have two questions from people. I am shocked. I'm happy. It means I'm doing something right. So with that said, let me get to my first question. My first person asks, I need a passport for me and my son. He's 9 years old. She had a passport 19 years ago and lost it. Now, her 9-year-old never had one, but his father is deceased. What does she need? So, to answer that person's question, what they need is, you know, they need two DS-11 forms. You know, one for them and one for the son. Then they need to fill out a lost or stolen form, which is a DS-64, which I'll explain how to fill that out at another episode. So future episode, you know, it's just one sheet. You have to fill out as much as possible. You know, for a son, they, you know, definitely going to need the death certificate of the father if he's on the birth certificate. If he's not, then they don't need that information from the father. So yeah, you know, stuff like that. You know, there's certain situations where, you know, you want to know what to bring in, what right documents to bring in, because everybody has a situation. And, you know, it's not impossible. Everything is possible. So just saying, you know. So then I get to another question, which is, how early can I renew my passports? You can renew your passport as early as possible. Now, here's the thing with that. Let's say you're in your 8th or 9th year of your 10-year passport and you want to renew it. You lose that 1 or 2 years and you start over again with the 10 years with the new passport. They don't, you know, the 1 or 2 years you have left, they don't carry over. Those years do not carry over. And you have to, with that one, you got to fill out the renewal form. So, which is the DS-82. And now, again, we'll get to that. Probably the next episode, we'll do the renewal forms. But, you know, that's the thing. You cannot, you know, do that. With that one, with the renewal, you just need the passport and the DS-82 and a picture. You know, you could go in anywhere to get that. Not anywhere. CVS, Costco. Go to the post office and get a picture taken, you know. Doesn't hurt, you know what I mean? Doesn't hurt to come to us. What was I gonna say about that one? With the passport, with the renewal, it has to be within 5 years. Let's say your passport expires 2010 and we're not 2020. It can't go past 2015. Once it hits 2016, then you have to start the process all over again. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And when I say start over again, that means you have to fill out the DS-11, and then you just gotta pay an extra fee, which you don't want to do, because everybody, you know, everybody wants to keep their money, you know. So yeah, why do that when you could just, you know, renew as fast as you can? You have 5 years to renew it. So no, that's a tip from me on that one. So, on that note, your passport guy is out of here. Till next episode, I hope whatever I've told you today is very informative. I hope, you know, you could backtrack, you rewind the podcast, and if you missed out on anything, you could always go back and then listen to what, you know, what I've said about filling out the form. I hope you checked out my new little advertisement. It's a little funny, but it's to get people to, you know, get people to get to my podcast. I want people to show love, you know, show love to your guy, you know, doesn't hurt, you know, and it's informative, you know. Yeah, I'm gonna get jumpy and gonna be whatever. Look, it's me, I don't care. But it's gonna be informative, you know. So, you know, stick around, you might learn something. So on that note, yeah, that passport guy is out. Unfiltered, unwind, whatever, just me. I'm out. Till next episode, next week, next Thursday, every Thursday. And then, yo, gotta check out that guy, that postal guy. I heard that dude has new episodes on Friday, so you might want to check out that postal guy. Plus, he's been around a little longer than me, so, you know, he's gonna give you some informational stuff on the postal tips and everything. So, no, just, you don't, you know, join on the podcast, you're just gonna get lost in the sauce. So that's me. I'm out. It's a wrap. That postal guy / that passport guy is out. Till next week, next Thursday, I'll see ya. Thank you for joining in. Later.